of us, Atia, Kaylin Gillis, and I drove around and delivered teacher appreciation bags to our teachers, and that was exciting to see some folks and say hello. So, as far as challenges that continue during distance learning, we still do have a handful of students each week that we are unable to reach that are considered unengaged students. So they are students that have not been able to hear from either virtually on, you know, they have not shown up to a class or submitted any assignments for the week, and we were not able to reach them or a guardian during the week. So we have about a handful. Last week we had 7 students. So then we are following a protocol that we've created. We're sending letters home and just continuing to really reach out, as we have contacted at this point all of our students. But we do have a handful of students, like I said, different students typically each week that do fall off for a short amount of time and come back on. And like the most often, it's due to technology issues, faulty Wi-Fi situations, you know, families working, students changing houses for family situations, etc. So students are working hard. We are utilizing a pass-fail method, largely based on completion and effort, as we continue to build skills and learn through the online programs. So in the next 30 days, we are coming down to the wire here. The last day of instruction is scheduled for June 5th, and the last day of school is scheduled for June 12th. We're hoping that last weekend, this has not been finalized. However, the plan is to be able to invite community speakers in and for us to be able to share out to our students, hey, come talk to X, Y, and Z speaker during Zoom or on Google Meets for this period, or go meet or hear about this summer opportunity during this time. So trying to expose our students, since we can't have, you know, fun field trips or end of the year. Celebrations in person, we can at least do something a little bit different to still teach our students or show our students what's going on. Ultimately as well, Mrs. Gillis and I have been working on the data for student retention and also for credit accumulation based on the first 3 marking periods. So how many high schoolers or who will be required to take core classes or electives, who may need to have parent meeting scheduled due to retention or you know, grade situations. And then also, Ms. Hitchens is on this call, Ms. Jennings and I, this is our favorite part. We've also been working on the master schedule, and that's an exciting, exciting time. So we are really trying to figure out what exactly we can do. As you heard, our freshman class is coming in a large, which is great, but we have a lot of planning to do to make sure that we can ensure every student has the classes and the teachers they need. So, any questions for me?
Thank you, Amanda. I guess Atia is next, is that correct?
Yes, good evening, everyone. Just a quick update on the middle school distance learning. I don't want to repeat most things that Amanda said about Teacher Appreciation Week and student attendance and technology proficiency. We do have 7 students out of 297 that still have not been reached since COVID's closing. We are following our disengaged policy for those students. We had a significant number of 7th graders that were not attending, but with Dean and teacher support, we have an increase of 20%. Teachers and fellows and deans meet weekly to talk about student needs, student attendance, and student work, which increases our collaboration. We also have meetings every week by department, math, reading, ELA, and science. History and science. Some of our key questions we talk about for lesson engagement, students are coming to class, but are they paying attention? Is the scene quiet in the background? Is it a TV? Are they on their phones? It's hard to tell by what students are turning in and how they're responding to the chat and to the teachers. We are still doing lesson plan feedback and lesson observations every week. Ms. Price and I are. We have about 8 more classes left until the end of the school year. Something that you guys should consider for summer school and beyond is a typing course. Students are becoming more technology proficient, but they text and not type. So that's definitely a gap that needs to happen, especially as students take SBAC and other tests online. The survey data has shown that students have significantly increased their proficiency in Word, PowerPoint, and all of the other applications on Google. Teachers are problem solving. Teachers are finding resources that they need to help support students in this environment. And just overall encouraging with the quick turnaround for what needed to happen and what the teachers are invested in doing and how that has been supporting our families and students.
All right, thank you. Just one question for you, Adi, and also this could apply to Amanda. Are any of the students that are not attending due to equipment issues or Wi-Fi access? Do we have any information on that?
We passed out Wi-Fi hotspots and Chromebooks to everyone who responded and needed them. The one student is not in the state currently. He's in North Carolina. And the other students, we've left voicemail, email, text, and now we're doing letters because we don't know what the issue is.
Okay. But the ones that had equipment issues, we were able to help them.
Yes, absolutely. 100% resolved.
Thank you.
I would say we took care of every issue that we were aware of. The difficult part is that throughout families experience issues that weren't around 3 months ago.
Right.
So every once in a while, there is a student that we hear from that says like, hey, my Wi-Fi was turned off, or I don't have a computer this week because someone else had to use it. But our teachers have been really, really flexible. We've been very responsive. We're still at this building handing out Chromebooks and still doing the best that we can to fill those gaps as they come. And I would say, right, it's no more than a handful of students at the high school level.
Yeah, so Nikki and Kevin have a process to address technology issues. There's a specific website that parents are using. They're getting resolved pretty fast now. They're going to continue to come up, right? But I don't think I don't think that's the reason for the kids that aren't engaged. But there is the group that we haven't found, and both Amanda and Atiyah mentioned the protocol. So a first step is going to be to send this letter, an actual letter, deliver it to the house, deliver it by mail. And if we still don't get anyone, then perhaps consider getting DHSS involved just to make sure that there's not something else wrong. But we needed to shrink that number down before we did that.
Thank you.
All right,
I think it's back to you, Linda.
Yeah, so you have in front of you the draft modification. I just want to walk through a couple of things. The modification is to let the department know that we're changing the way our charter works. To acknowledge that we're going to bring inside management of school operations, and it shares with them the how we're going to do that. It shares with them the financial impacts of that, and of course, what I think what we all think, certainly the ability to put in more direct student services because of that, and also address the reduced enrollment and the advantages to being able to manage a smaller school set. So if we've had time to read it, it's going to change some because there's a couple of bios missing. But other than that, I think it's pretty solid. If you have specific edits that you'd like to make, either in your bio for the new board members or for anybody in any of the descriptions, just ask that you send those to me in email so I have them. I did want to point out the conversation came up earlier about the budget. So I've attached, as part of this modification for the department, a projected budget for next year. You'll see there's two columns. It's near the, it's the very last page, if you want to turn to that. Everybody with me?
We're getting there.
What page did you say, Linda? I'm sorry. I'm on it.
It's the last two pages. It's called Great Oaks Charter School Appendix 4.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So you'll see two columns. One is the reason we budget this way is because when you apply for a modification, the department asks you for an 80% budget and for 100% of enrollment budget. So we still don't have our enrollment modification approved, but this assumes that we do. And so the 520 is the new would be the new authorized enrollment. The 415 is the 80% enrollment, or it's close. It's the number, mostly the number Jeff picked, but it's close to 80%. And you'll see, you know, the difference in the second page is, are the assumptions around staffing that we made. There's also the org chart that goes with it. And, you know, it's tight. There are significant expenditures in subcontracted education. A big part of that is special education, evaluations through a school psychologist, speech services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and then the one-on-one paras that a couple of our students require, and a little some to alternative placements is in there. So it is, I think we will learn a lot this coming year about, you know, how money was spent and how to spend it, but it does work with this, and I think the state and local revenue is solid for that number of students. We use the state revenue. I think the federal grants could change, right? So we will have more special education students that are in there, but title numbers, you know, Title I contributions may go down. So right now, this, you could see this projection holds steady the federal grant dollars. And then you'll see there is a line for private contributions of $200,000, which is not an easy task, but definitely, I think, doable, particularly with Leland's ability to get out and get in the community and the board's commitment to get out and help with that. Happy to answer questions about it. All the other expenses have been reduced some, but a lot of the smaller expenses have been held pretty steady. The big ones are in and around transportation, salaries, and of course the lease with CEB, which is projected here to be flat. So someone's going to have to negotiate with the CEO of the CEB to not have the contracted 4.3% increase.
We'll have to find that person and talk to them.
Or I might, you know, anyway.
On the projection, we had 415 students and we're fortunate to have a few more. Does that impact the FTE at all at this point?
Yeah, so I'm going to, just on the enrollment, I don't want to be, I don't want to sound negative, just want to sound cautious. I do have heard in different school leader meetings that some of the districts are not enrolling students, right? So for example, the K to eight schools are experiencing this, right? So they have eighth graders who need to register to enroll in their district feeder and are being told that the districts aren't doing that. So I'm a little concerned about that ninth grade number, right? And I think to hedge for 10 students is probably the best thing to focus on right now. But yeah, if any, the great news is if that enrollment increases or holds steady, yeah, it'll provide some great flexibility or you know, to do some more remedial work, which will absolutely be necessary next year, particularly.
All right. Thank you for all the work that went into this, Linda.
Yeah, so just, you know, again, if you have feedback, once I get the other bios, I will definitely give you a final copy.
So when you say the other bios, are you talking about the existing board members' bios, Linda? Are you requesting that?
No, in the context, I'm missing a bio for a couple of additional leadership team members.
I see. Okay. All right. Any questions or anyone else? Any comments before we go into executive session? Okay. So everyone should have in their emails a secondary number to call for executive session. And as soon as everybody logs in, we will convene that session. And thank you, everybody, for your attendance so far.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Ah, okay. Thank you
and
very
to
much.
Move into executive session.
Okay. I move to executive session.
Second.
Thank you. Bye.
Jim, can you send me the number to call? I mean, I have it.
Yeah, I will send you an email right.
Thank you.
All those in agreement?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Opposed?
Thank you all.
Thank you.